Worried parents are bringing their children to this clinic for treatment. As the cholera outbreak spreads, the very young are among the most at risk. Maintaining stocks of life-saving medical supplies is vital to preventing further deaths.
We are going to start giving the cholera vaccine. We are glad that WHO are going to assist us with about 2 million doses of cholera vaccine, and we expect the consignment in the next 2 weeks. There was a small crisis because we didn't have enough IV fluids, but I'm happy that as government we have managed to procure IV fluids worth over 200 million kwacha.
Malawi's cholera crisis began in March after a series of tropical storms. The destruction of infrastructure and contamination of water supplies caused an outbreak that spread across the country.
The main risk factor that we had established and the team had established was low wash activities, that's water and sanitation issues. There's low coverage of latrines along the shorelines.
Cholera is also on the rise elsewhere in the world, particularly in Haiti and Syria. The World Health Organization is calling for more resources to deal with the crisis. The number of outbreaks has forced them to lower their treatment standards from 2 doses of vaccine to a single dose.
We can't end the pandemic because we're not prepared collectively to put in place the basic human rights of water and sanitation and basic immunization in those areas at risk. And it's a sad day for us to have to go backwards to go to a one-dose strategy, which is life-saving. It's an emergency measure. We shouldn't have to do it. And it is purely based on the availability globally of vaccine.
Malawi is doing what it can to contain the outbreak, but it's a race against time. Rainy season is set to begin in November, creating conditions when diseases like cholera can spread even faster. Vinton Monaghan, Al Jazeera.